the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Ascension. I remember a few years, not too many years ago, should have been much longer, but I was sort of saddened by the idea of Ascension. I think if any of us think, the sense of parting is not exactly happy, and yet we sang this very happy and joyous song. But we know that our Lord ascendeth, and we, when we look more into this mystery, which is a wonderful mystery, we begin to understand why there is joy at His parting, as Him being taken from the apostles, as they saw Him go into the clouds. I think one of the things that I should look at is a couple of definitions. What exactly is resurrection? What exactly is the assumption of us, our Blessed Mother, translation of Enoch and other people in the heaven? And what is coming back to life, resuscitation? Resuscitation would be such as Lazarus, as our Lord calling Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, coming back from the grave. And he'd been dead long enough that people around him said, well, by now he stinketh. Well, that's coming back to life, and Lazarus, I guess, is the one person who had to die twice, but it showed what a wonderful miracle of Jesus. The next thing we consider is the assumption. So resuscitation brings somebody back to life. Assumption now is where someone is taken up into heaven, but the key word is they're taken up into heaven. They don't go by their own power. So the Blessed Mother, as Mother of God, Theotokos, God-bearer, is taken up into heaven. Now that's one of those things which the Articles of Religion tell us we're not required to believe because it's not set forth in Scripture. But there's every reason to believe that. So it's perfectly well and good to hold that as a church would say, a pious belief, although it is not incumbent, it's not mandated or dogmatized for us to believe, as some part of the Catholic Church says, to believe under pain of mortal sin. We don't have that. But that is assumption where the Blessed Mother is taken up into heaven. Now we come to the question of the ascension. The exact scripture says that he was taken up into heaven. What that actually is saying is that he himself, by his own energy, God, in the person of Jesus Christ, went back to his heavenly home. The meanings of ascension. It's the end of his earthly ministry. Jesus, from his incarnation, from the moment of incarnation, the annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel to the Blessed Mother, saying, you will bear God in the flesh. All through his that time, where the mother of Elizabeth, St. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, greeted each other. And the baby leapt with joy in the womb of Elizabeth because of the presence of God in Mary's womb. All the way to his nativity at Bethlehem, his earthly ministry, those days of where we don't hear much about him, then his earthly ministry of 3 years. His victory accomplished at Calvary. The victory of Calvary proven on Easter morning when he rose bodily and physically from the grave. And now, God, who became man, is taken up into heaven. He goes up in his own power. He returns, but the big difference is, he returns bringing his God as man, and man as God. He came as divine God, he was from the beginning, always has been, always will be. But now he brings our manhood back into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, to give intercession for us, to plead for us. The ascension also proves his earthly work was totally successful. There was nothing missing. As he said from the cross, it is finished. And the ascension proved that. His glorious resurrection, mighty resurrection, his glorious ascension proved that his earthly work was done. He returns to his heavenly glory. As we will sing later, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Others will sing, crown with many crowns, because now he's crowned in heaven, where he came from in the first place. It allowed him to prepare a place for us. Now that he sits at the right, as I've said, as he sits at the right hand of the Father, he's preparing a place for us to be there with him. When our time comes, we will be there with him at his side, as he is by his Father's side. It also shows his work in heaven as high priest. Again, it goes back to the same, his pleading, interceding as a priest when he gives absolution at each and every Mass. But Jesus only has to do it once, and he does it each and every time someone is there. It also sets up his return to the earth. As ye have seen him go, so shall he return. So the important thing here is that he returns to heaven and brings his manhood, which he assumed in the womb of the Blessed Mother, and he brings that along with his divinity back to his heavenly home in heaven. And so there he waits for us, and in his time calls us. So as the apostle saw him disappear in the clouds, that was a picture of him returning to heaven. And the scripture tells us that they didn't, I have to admit, I might have been sort of shocked. Now he's gone for 40 days, and now he's leaving us. But he had prepared them. When he came in and out of the upper room, when he suddenly shut up and disappeared, when he came back so Thomas could touch him and feel him and not be unfaithful, but believe him because he was able to touch him. So Christ was preparing them for this time where he would leave earth. So ascension is the completion of what he did on earth. Everything's complete. And I'll say again, his return to heaven brings his manhood, our manhood, as well as his divinity, to his rightful place in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.